What started as a motorcycle show at 28th Street and Greenwood Avenue swelled eastward on Broadway and eventually drew 150,000 people. It became known as Derby Cruising, and though it wasn't a sanctioned event, it drew participants even from out of town. But for the last 2 years, Metro Police have banned the street festival, saying it had become too violent and out of control. And all you have to do to hear the public's opinion is walk down West Broadway and say one word, cruising.
A lot of the business comes from people that's coming in town. You get a lot of people that's cruising, that's going to get some service, and it just wiped out all of that. It just killed everything.
People just can't afford to go into other areas of the city to enjoy themselves, so we have to make do with what we got.
I hope it'd be more safer this year, for real. But it is dangerous on Derby, for real. It really is dangerous.
It didn't bother me until they started getting vulgar, you know. But other than that, they just kids trying to have fun for one weekend. So, it didn't really bother me that much.
This year, the police will allow traffic on Broadway, but not cruising. If traffic starts to gridlock, they'll reinstate roadblocks that were used in previous years and use a pass system for access. The police crackdown on Derby cruising started when a rash of violence broke out in 2005. The outlawing of cruising drew the ire of some West Louisville residents and business owners who complained they were being fenced in. Last year, a group of business owners and civil rights leaders asked a federal judge for an injunction to lift the ban, which they said was discriminatory and unconstitutional and was costing them thousands of dollars in lost business. The judge denied the request, saying it was a public safety issue.
Public space and the streets have been used traditionally and historically by not just minority populations or marginalized populations, but by all populations.
Benjamin Blandford is a doctoral student in geography at the University of Kentucky who studies cultural and urban geography.
Demonstrating the streets is a symbolic way to claim space or to claim an identity or to claim a right to the city.
Or an event like the Derby. Blandford says Derby cruising didn't start as a statement of race or social status.
When events become that large, then they begin to take on a new presence. And especially then when you have such strong reactions against these celebrations, then they begin to take on sort of a political significance that maybe was never intentionally there.
But when some Louisville residents reacted negatively to an unpredictable street festival held in the west end of the city, where the city's African-American population is most dense, it became much more of a problem in the minds of some Louisvillians.
The location of cruising in the west end, which is sort of stigmatized by the rest of the city, and the fact that it's in the streets, it's in public space, it's not contained. So I think when you add all these things together, you have the stigmatization and then you have this feeling of it as being uncontrollable that results in a certain sort of threat or fear of what might happen.
In essence, the things that made cruising so appealing to some made it unallowable to others. This is the first year since 2005 in which side streets leading to Broadway will be open and motorists will be able to use the street freely. Police are responding to complaints from business owners along Broadway who say their sales have plummeted Derby weekend for the last 2 years because of the roadblocks. Citizen reaction to the loosened restrictions will certainly shape how police will enforce the continued ban on cruising and how residents will shape their future Derby weekends. For WFPL, I'm Stephanie Sanders.